This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, I've been in line so long. I'm the biggest fan of yours.
It goes on for another minute.
Right. I didn't think you could keep that up.
So the energy kind of, it drained.
Yeah.
That drained me for the day.
Right. Your fake guitar solo.
I don't know how musicians do it, man. I really don't. Right. I really, really don't get it.
Like, yeah.
You see someone like Chris Martin from Coldplay in concert, and for him to do that night after night, it doesn't add up.
Right. Well, I mean, they have a passion for the music.
I did probably get 40 a lot of seconds of a fucking... If you're watching on video, you saw... Like,
to cap it all off, though, you are also... You are a weak... minded and bodied individuals, so it's not even like
that doesn't help.
What Chris Martin does is impressive, but what you did was so unimpressive. The chasm between the two things is very, very wide. Okay.
That was an Everlong
parody
called Ever Wrong.
Yeah,
it's by very... Lorne Mintz.
Lauren Mintz.
Yeah, he's been submitting some songs that we've been using for the past couple of years. So
right on.
That was just the most recent sample slash, actually, example.
Thank you.
Is sample short for example? Oh, like for sample, for example.
I don't.
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, example, and here's a sample.
Definitely.
I mean,
definitely.
I don't think
it is.
Maybe it's from the same like root word or something. Ample.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it could actually be short for ample.
Ample, there's a lot, and then there's a sample.
Yeah, so we have an ample amount of things.
Right, or
here's
some.
Here's a sample. Yeah, some right. Some of that ample is a sample.
Yeah.
For example, because the first one's about right. Eggs. Eggs.
Yeah.
An egg sample, for example, is an ample, or a sample of
eggs.
Ample. Yeah.
A sample of ample eggs is an egg sample.
I gotta tweet that. A sample of, what was it again? Because I thought of it.
Right.
What was it? A sample of ample eggs is an egg sample. A sample of ample eggs is an egg sandwich.
Actually. Making it a little worse, I guess.
I'm going to write that down just so I don't forget it. I feel like... I borderline don't even know it now.
Yeah, I also take issue with you saying
sample
you came up with
of
it.
Ample eggs is an egg,
egg sandwich is what you said.
What are you thinking for this tweet if I fire it off? And by the way, we are live. We're doing this in the same studio, so you can watch this in real time.
Yeah. Can it be punched up at all?
Is a that the sample right? of ample eggs, ... is an example. Can we get the tweet on the board so we have a live feed of, like, how it's doing?
Oh, that's interesting.
And then we can set an over-under so I can be, like, 31 and a half by the end of the episode.
Right, 31
and
a half.
Do you find it to be – do you think it'll do better or worse than that?
Yeah. You think 31 and a half – that's retweets?
No, likes.
31 likes? I think it'll do better than 31 likes.
It won't because it doesn't make sense to read it.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you think this formatting is good, or
A sample of ample eggs is an egg. I thought it. I don't think that formatting is correct.
Would you write is an egg sample or as an example?
Example, e.g., like eggs.
Oh, yeah, e.g. is for right. example.
Yes, that's. Wait, what? Oh, e.g.
Yeah.
Right. But I was thinking example was E-G-G-S-A-M-P. Like,
oh, you wouldn't write right. example as
for, like, I think I would do for example. A sample of ample eggs is an eggs sample, e.g.
We're losing the forest from the eggs.
Casey loves it.
Yeah, because he was here for the whole fucking
shebang.
Journey.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you read this blind, it's you nothing know, to have it.
Did
that
you already
way.
Tweet it?
No, I'm sort of editing it still.
All right.
I could put it on the board if you want.
Okay, so once it's posted, you can find it online and we could put it on the board.
Right.
Like a telethon, but nobody's watching this live, so we won't be able to encourage feedback. A sample of ample eggs. It's not even true. A sample of ample eggs is not an example. It just sounds like you're saying eggs.
Let's say, for example.
But for example is a weird way to start it.
An
it
ample.
Like there was.
An ample sample of eggs is an eggs sample.
I thought it was a sample of ample eggs.
Okay. A sample. God, this keyboard is just such a different size. There
really?
Might be a typo in this. Is that fine?
No. Might be. This is a tweet. You can edit it.
Right.
You can cut before posting.
Okay. For example, a sample of ample eggs is an example. Spelled like eggs.
I would not even write for example because it sort
well,
of.
Well, it kind of sets up the cadence.
For example, a sample of ample eggs is an example. E.g. at the end? No.
Yeah. E.g. at the top?
No, E.g. means for example.
Right? That's why it's funny that it's also an egg.
You tweet this one, I'll tweet my version. We'll see
no,
which one does better.
No, I can't do. I can't. I haven't tweeted in years. I can't.
Fire off the Schwimmer's ear.
I don't want to break the internet like that.
All right, I'm just going to go back to the way it was, which was sort of.
No, it's terrible.
Simple.
Yeah, too simple. You need to make it a little complicated.
A sample of ample eggs is an. I'm not even going to have. It's just going to be one sentence all the way through. A sample of ample eggs is an example. All right, tweeting it.
Is it egg sample, EGG, or is it example?
Example, the word example.
I don't like it, but go on.
EG. That's why it's called EG.
I'll dust off an old Twitter, a burner Twitter.
Wow. I will say
the real
so
Paul
far,
Dano.
Nothing's brewing.
Right. So you have tweeted it.
Tweeted it.
Okay.
So, Casey, can we get it on the board? If you're watching on YouTube, you can see.
Yeah, do you want it the whole time? Just
yeah, we'll just have it up there so we can sort of occasionally peer
check
up.
In on it.
But, oh,
now,
we got our first like.
I'm going to go on the under now.
Yeah.
Because I don't like the way it's worded. And I think if I had done it my wording, I would have gone on the over of 100.
Well, you would have been. To end it with EG, we're at 2 likes. We really got to get it on the board. It updates live. How exciting.
We'll work on it faster, Casey.
This is the most important thing.
You're working on it. We'll have it have been worked on. Okay?
Holy shit. Because
if it was worked out,
you didn't
it'd
even
be
like
up on
the
board.
Tweet. Oh, something's happening. Jake's yelling somehow worked.
Wow. I shouldn't have learned that lesson.
Oh. Wow, people can really see how the sausage is made. EG, oh, it's so small here.
I'm working on it.
It's very.
There's
it's
Bob Ross
funnier.
Painting on the side.
Live TV of Bob Ross painting.
There it is.
Oh,
okay,
a sample.
Now it's about to get big. Nice.
Is an example. There's no way. There's no way it does well on the day. Although Casey's in there.
Oh, did Casey like it?
He must have. He had
I'll
to.
I like it right now.
Wow.
We're
four people. Wow. Very exciting. We did get one comment so far. Casey, if you'll refresh, you'll see it. It's kind of interesting. Wake meme up weighs
what?
In with what? Question
That's
mark.
Good.
Which is fair, but we are up to five. 5 likes so far. All right. Good start. Right.
Casey, if you can control
Oh, my
plus,
God. We're at 7. Casey, plus, I don't know plus, what plus, you plus, did.
I think it can get bigger.
Really?
Right? Well, I don't know if it'll work on the TV. Yeah, it's just working out your TV, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense. All right, cool. This is perfect. This is better than
pro.
Oh,
here
my
we
God.
Go.
We're big. We are savage. Show me 8.
10! It's viral! It's absolutely viral!
Yes!
God, dude, imagine if you had done my wording, the correct wording.
An egg salad sample. For example.
A sample of ample eggs is an example.
It doesn't get... Oh, shit. You know what? There was a fucking shooting, so people are all talking about that.
Christ.
It's ruining
all
the
of these,
feedback.
I'm getting ratioed. Everyone's quote tweeting it and saying, why would you tweet this?
During such a sad moment in human history.
Right.
Now it's hard not to just, you know.
Keep on looking. Yeah, keep on looking.
Yeah. But it's important right. that we sort of still plow forward. There's yeah. still more. Comedy to be gleaned, ascertained, and
we're
had.
We're at 11! No, we're not. We're not. It's only 10. It's only 10.
All right. This is If I Were You, the only advice pod on the web, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Josh.
We're back, baby. Yep. We're in the same studio
mm-hmm.
in LA.
That's correct.
On the day.
Yep.
So you can watch this on our YouTube channel, or you can just continue listening as one does. Do you watch any podcasts as a video, or are you mostly still an audio kind of guy?
Yeah, no, I don't. Just all audio.
But it's
Most of my podcast consumption is while I'm driving or commuting somewhere. So
right when your hands are busy.
Yeah,
a lot of people like to keep it on and like on their computer in the background.
Yeah, I can't. I my brother does that. I can't. I can't focus.
You can only do one thing at a time.
Right. Words will get jumbled in my brain,
and you have to treat the podcast with reverence.
Yes,
even cleaning a dish sort of. Pulls your focus away from the joy of the 11 likes.
Amazing. It is absolutely.
Let me touch it.
It's tapering off, though, to be sure.
It'd be cool if I can hit this and Casey hits it at the same time. Think you can do that, Casey?
Yeah, 1 second. Let me unlike it.
All right.
Okay.
Ready? Oh, I actually like this tweet. It's a board. It's a touchscreen board.
Wow. Let's see who these 11 likes are.
The girl. Ah, everything is big. Yes, even Pip Azoo loved it.
Amazing.
Even Snap the Hap.
And Fat Brat.
Wow. All right. First question.
Yeah.
This one's kind of weird. It's about a shirt. So we'll call this guy Seth Hurt.
That's good.
So his initials are S.
Shirt, yeah.
Yeah, shirt.
Like that.
A few weeks ago, a friend of mine made it known that he was trying to buy this shirt from Old Navy, but he couldn't find it in his size. There just weren't any mediums to be found in any Old Navy store in New York or otherwise. This particular shirt has become hard to get because of its popularity in Our Flag Means Death fans community, which I'm a part of, due to the fact that there are oranges on it. It's like a button-up shirt with a bunch of oranges on it.
All right.
Have you seen that show, Our Flag Means Death, Casey?
I know of it. Haven't seen it.
Okay. I guess oranges are a thing, and somebody either wears this shirt or talks about it.
All right.
I decided that I would keep an eye out on the Old Navy's website for mediums being restocked. Cut to a week or so later after checking on a whim, and I find the medium shirts have been available with the warning. Only a few left on the listing. I take a screenshot and send it to my friend and set about ordering the shirt for myself because I was in a buying mood and damn it, yeah, I want the iconic OFMD Old Navy orange shirt too.
Oh, there
so it must be an iconic shirt on the show. As I'm placing my order, my friend sees my messages and tries to get his own, but his phone has connections issues. And then by the time he gets there, the mediums are out of stock. Friends, I think there was only one medium and I bought it. The connection issues were probably just Old Navy updating the shirt's stock. Mm. It's now a week later, and he's still mentioning that he's checking the website daily. But this is very much a summer shirt, and Old Navy is switching their collection to a fall-focused vibe. I fear his chances are low. And now for the conundrum. I didn't tell him I ordered the shirt. I let him think it was purely unluck on his part that some other fan must have copped it. Now I'm racked with guilt, not knowing what to do. Should I just give it to him? Should I make sure to never wear it in front of him? Should I stuff it into my back closet forever and let it become a secret shame shirt? Would love to know what you would do. Best, Seth Hurt. And we're at 15 likes.
Amazing.
Halfway home.
I just don't think you can wear that shirt with a clear conscience. Like, you won't have a good time in that shirt. The shirt is supposed to project a fun vibe.
Yeah.
You're having a good time. You're carefree. But you won't be carefree if you're worried about your friend seeing the shirt.
That's right.
The only way that shirt can exist in a carefree environment, yeah, that can't be a shame shirt. You have to wear that proudly.
I'm showing it to the camera. It's a shirt with oranges as the pattern, a button-up shirt. It's a pretty good-looking shirt.
Yeah, totally cool. I think that the gift of giving it to your friend will be really fun. He'll be very, very happy because he's still thinking about the shirt. He feels like he missed out.
I mean, that's one option. The other option is to bury it in your closet and treat it as a shame shirt.
Right.
So nobody gets to wear it.
That's fine, too. So
he gets to sort of have the power of the shirt without wearing the shirt.
Right.
But the friend doesn't get to have the shirt either.
No one gets the shirt.
No one gets the
shirt.
And
someday your friend might find the shirt in your closet. You'll have to explain what you did.
Which is, bought the shirt and felt so bad that I hid the shirt.
Right. Felt so bad that you couldn't wear it in front of the friend, but you also didn't feel bad enough to give it to the friend.
That's right. I mean, you got a great gift on your hand. If there's a birthday coming up or any occasion, really.
I think it's a worthwhile gift.
Yeah. Because then you corner yourself into a place where you can't wear the shirt.
Yeah.
Could they split the shirt? Two friends, one shirt.
Yeah, you could. I did that with my friends in high school. We just were like, what if we all just could wear each other's clothes? We would have like, everyone would have bigger. This was the time when it was like, you needed to wear an Abercrombie and Fitch shirt at school to be cool.
Like a polo?
Yeah. But like a t-shirt, a sweater. As long as it said Abercrombie on it, you were good.
Or even just an AF.
Right, exactly.
So people knew that you were savage AF.
Precisely.
Yeah.
So I was going to a different school than my friends. And I was like, well, I only have three Abercrombie shirts, but you guys have like three Abercrombie shirts. So like if we all compile
pull the shirts together.
They'll think I have like nine shirts.
They'll think my wardrobe is limitless.
Yeah. Did you have that anxiety in high school that you were wearing the same clothes too much or that like
no I don't think so
yeah
we had like a uniform up until pretty late like a
you
private
did.
School uniform
interesting
so I rarely deviated or wore anything special like I didn't think about fashion at all until
I didn't think
on.
About fashion but I thought about like if I wore this shirt last week I can't wear it again
yeah
this
I didn't
week
think about that
right now I wear the same clothes every day all the time
you do
well I basically wear a white t-shirt every single day
yesterday you wore a blue shirt.
Yeah, that's rare. But I also wore that shirt the day before.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
do you have any red shirts?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have a black shirt?
Yeah, I do.
Green?
Yes.
So it seems like you have more than just white
shirts. I don't
wear
them all. I wear mostly white shirts.
Mostly.
Almost all.
By the way, your shirt is pretty red and blue right now, though.
Yeah, this one has a little bit of color on it.
Do you have any strictly white shirts?
No.
I hate wearing white. All right, so give your friend the shirt.
I think so.
It's a nice Jess shirt to do that. Mm-hmm. We're up to 18 likes on the tweet.
Amazing. Is there something with Jess shirt? Jess shirt, Jess shirt. Let's delete this tweet. I have an idea.
No way.
Oh, you want not just a shirt. It's
you
want to
get a rival tweet going on.
A gesture of a jester shirt.
Is a gesture. For example.
E.g.
Oh, my God. It hopped up to 20. What is my life?
Oh, God.
This show takes place in like the 19th century, doesn't it? Like, why is somebody wearing an Old Navy orange shirt?
I don't feel like they're wearing an Old Navy shirt in the show. It must have something to do with oranges.
Our flag means maybe let's take a break. I'm going to do some research. We'll come back with the answer to this question. What does this orange shirt have to do with it?
Perfect.
21.
Amazing.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
Yes.
The tweet's heating up. Yeah. There's no two ways about it.
This tweet has heat.
It's a heat tweet.
Hold on to your seat because this tweet has heat. Let's go.
We got up to 23 likes and the responses are just through the roof. Better prepare the SoundCloud link, Amir, says Ryan Racantor. Because whenever something goes viral, you want to drop that SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. Baseball Erectus says, good tweet.
Good tweet.
Amir's tweets explained gives a dog looking quizzically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Somebody created an account to sort of explain my tweets. This guy is stumped.
Right.
Can't that makes sense. I like this one. KJ McFlannels.
Is this an Eminem lyric?
That's really nice. Yeah. Because it does sort of rhyme within the sentence. And Marshall does sort of do that occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And what about Sammy? Does not like this tweet. This is polarizing. Sammy says, typically to something like this, I'd say, hurry, man. It's not too late to delete this. But I'm afraid that's not the case here. And I'm just really fucking worried.
That's pretty good, actually. I like that I've cultivated sort
24
of
likes.
Wow. I've cultivated an environment for the trolls to feel at home.
Yeah. That's what you want.
Yeah, I want, like, one day I'm gonna die and then just thousands of little cockroaches mm-hmm. spilling out of you. Me. Yeah.
What has happened to your shoe?
These are old
it's covered in holes.
Yeah, because the mesh is, you know, gets thinner on the day I play tennis in these. They get stretched.
I see.
At a certain point, the structural integrity of the
you
fabric,
don't have tennis shoes. You should really have more supportive shoes than that to play tennis.
Well, the Ultra Boosts are good until they flatten out and wear out. But when I wear like new Ultra Boosts when I play tennis, it feels very comfortable.
I think there's a little too much flexibility there.
Oh, interesting. You want like almost like a basketball shoe.
Yeah, exactly. You're on hard court.
Yeah, I don't want it to get I don't want it to feel too restricted as well.
Right.
There's a happy medium. Don't people say like tennis shoes and sneakers like interchangeably? tennis shoes, but like, yeah, you rarely play tennis in tennis shoes.
I bought a pair of tennis shoes a long time ago, like 10 years ago.
Yeah,
I think they had a little more structure than a typical sneaker.
Yeah,
but yeah, you can play tennis in sneakers,
nearly any shoe.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, here's another question.
Okay.
25. I mean, I really like the 31.5 over under the line that I said.
Yeah, you'll definitely hit it.
We're slowing down for sure, mm-hmm, but.
And zero retweets?
Nobody wanted to signal boost it, which I found odd, right?
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't anybody want to say?
So at the end of the day, this actually might be a pretty poor performing tweet, or is this like.
Yeah.
If you tweet something and it's got 25 likes in this amount of time, are you encouraged or is that just normal?
That's pretty low.
Pretty low? All right. All right. Actually really so you're funny. Actually, you're happy that you're going to beat the line that but like only barely. And ultimately it's
past it.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a joke to be made of that's why they call it EG.
Hmm. Yeah.
I could reply.
That's also why it's called EG.
I guess that's why they call it window pane. That's why they call it EG.
Apostrophe for example.
You're constantly trying to add that.
For an egg sample?
That's why they call it E.G. Isn't that what it is? E.G.
I think so.
Lowercase, right?
Yeah.
I should have had that in the original tweet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to reply to this tweet with that. That'll sort of signal boost the original.
I see.
And it'll act as sort of.
And you don't want to throw in the egg sample at all?
Egg sample. That's why they call it E.G. For egg sample.
Parentheses, it means egg sample.
It would be E.S.
I thought the tweet was going to be a sample of ample eggs is an egg sample, for example.
Oh. That's really good. I have to delete this.
What did we write? A sample. Oh, what did you say it was going to be?
A sample of ample eggs is an egg sample, for example.
That is good. That's why they call it EG.
I'm tweeting, that's why they call it EG. We're up to 28 likes.
I guess that's why they call it
EG. Leading eggs.
29 likes.
Sampling eggs under the covers. Who sings that song?
What is this episode?
We're high.
What is this episode?
It's because
there's a gas
recorded.
Leak.
Yeah. It's because this is the second one we've recorded today. Mm-hmm. People are going to think that's why they call it EG was like this secret little explainer, but like that was just a completely separate joke that we found later.
Right. That's what they call a tweet ruiner.
You're what my Twitter coach calls a tweet ruiner. You never feel the urge to tweet a one-liner ever?
No.
You never come up with jokes that you're like, I wish I had a place for them to be?
From my draft a while ago, do you ever drink pre-workout to jerk off? I thought that one was almost good.
Pre-workout to jerk off.
Yeah. So I almost. But
that's really.
I don't
good.
Have like
that would
a
destroy
Twitter,
these numbers.
I don't have a Twitter like presence.
But then, so you don't have the need to get that off your chest in a way. I guess that's what this podcast is for.
Yeah. Feel free to do the jerk
it's
off.
It's too blue.
Yeah. Okay.
Unfortunately, it's right, not for your right brand. For my brand.
Yeah.
I'm more of a. Wordplay, words
right.
with poet.
A slam poet.
I'm a slant poet of Harlem. Okay, here we go.
Free G.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. Roommate dilemma.
Okay.
Oh, no, we already answered this one.
Yes, got it.
Okay, my friend had a sex dream about me.
Hot.
Call this guy Turtle Todd.
TT.
To my two coy Jews, one a golden Mike God and the other a turdy named Todd.
Yeah, thank you.
I write to you with the stickiest situation. I've been hanging out with one of my female friends whose boyfriend moved away lately quite a bit. Typically always in a group, but a couple of one-on-one hangouts.
Nice.
I've heard her complain about her boyfriend here and there to me, including one venting session where she cracked out the phrase, "I feel like this could be the beginning of the end."
Love that.
On top of that, I've been getting an occasional vibe from her that culminated in her telling me today that she had a sex dream involving me. I don't want to undermine her relationship, but at the same time, I feel like if they broke up, we could for sure get together, which would obviously be ideal. How do I continue to be cool about this situation? Or should I do something else? Should I stoke the fire and campaign against my buddy, her boyfriend, for selfish intentions?
Either oh, it's way, his buddy?
I guess so. Either way, in the coming months, come to a city so nice they named it Rice on the next live tour. I guess this person lives near Rice, Texas.
Rice.
Yeah. Yeah. near Dallas. It's a hub. Truly yours, Turtle Todd.
Turtle Todd, TT. So it feels like there's not really anything you have to – It's all of this is happening.
It seems like the wheels are in motion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for it to happen, just keep on doing what you're doing, which right. is hanging out one-on-one and her boyfriend doesn't live there. The issue, I think you would have maybe said something to reciprocate the sex dream.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had a sex dream about you. Like, wow, that's awesome.
I had a sex daydream
about you too.
Yeah.
Like that's
let's kinda, make our dreams come true.
I think you could be like, I also had the same kind of, what if you were like, I had the same dream. I have the same dream.
That's good. Know, that's, and then you send her a link to the I have a dream
speech. No, I don't know about that.
Unrelated. Yeah. That's not necessary.
It's actually,
it's a little offensive.
It's in bad taste. Yes, and it's in bad faith. Form.
I see this trend sometimes where it's like, I didn't cheat on my girlfriend because we were about to break up. So then I hooked up with this other girl and that sort of incentivized me to end this relationship.
Right.
It was like the kick in the butt I needed. So there was like a pre-cheat overlapping situation.
Right. Yeah.
How are you already in a relationship? Oh, nothing really happened until
this relationship is ending. So I'll cheat to make it.
Definitely.
100%. Like, now I have to break up with my boyfriend.
Otherwise,
because
I cheated
on him.
Yeah. So she's sort of trending in that direction where it's like, I'm already emotionally cheating. We're having one-on-one calls. I'm complaining about the boyfriend to this guy that I have a crush on.
I mean, if you care at all about your relationship with your buddy, don't do the cheating thing.
Yeah. Wait till
the only way you could even like possibly salvage the relationship is for them to break up. And then you can hook up. And then like further on down the line, you can tell your friend that you're dating her if that's what you want.
It's got to be a distance away.
Great distance.
Unfortunately, it's got to be greater than the distance that they were together almost.
Yeah.
They're together for 3 years and then you start dating her 3 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to fly.
Does it say 3 years?
No. But it could be. It could be one of those relationships that have lasted too long.
Yeah. It's complicated. Basically, what is he asking for?
Do I continue to just be cool about it or do I stoke the fire and campaign against my buddy?
But he's asked like, how do I make this happen? Do I be cool or do I try?
Yeah.
So I think either way, I think it's going to happen either way.
He wants it to happen.
What I want you to do is think about if you actually want it to happen or if you're just kind of turned on by the whole idea.
Yeah, she breaks up with this guy. Would you be excited or would you be like, oh, I don't necessarily want to date you. I just wanted to kiss once.
It's going to be messy. It's going to be messy. At the very least, if you guys, I don't know.
So I wouldn't stoke the fire.
Keep it a secret, but don't do the cheating thing. Do it after they break up and keep it a secret and don't start dating.
This one is we have a very similar question. Let's see if this has a very similar answer, which is, I'm currently interested in this girl I met at uni. She's funny, sweet, and I feel like I can really be myself around her. That being said, she has a boyfriend.
Mm.
Now, this may be me just being lonely and horny, but I see a lot of things she does as signs, like inviting me to go ice skating or going shopping for clothes with her. Today, we hung out, and she started to talk about maybe breaking up with her boyfriend. This is crazy. It's almost an identical question. Anywho, my question is, do I make her more interested in me romantically without crossing the line with her? arguably expiring relationship? And if she does break up, how long should I wait before making my move?
Right. This one is more fair because you're not friends with the boyfriend.
Yeah, this is just a random guy.
Yeah. If you're getting invited on the ice skating trips, if you're going shopping, that's also trending towards... I don't know what more you could do to make them try it, like to try to break them and the boyfriend up.
Yeah.
But I do kind of feel like if you want them to break up, inserting yourself is not a good idea.
Yeah. Well, the guy that's like the other guy always has the competitive advantage over the relationship guy because right. he's just like the platonic ideal of a guy. You don't have to ever like
eat yeah.
food with him. You don't have to introduce him to your family. He's just like, he could be whatever right. you want.
And the more your partner pisses you off, the better that other person seems
because he did
that has none of the baggage.
Right. There's no complaints about this guy yet.
Yeah.
He's just the other guy.
Right. So I think the best thing you can usually be is... that idealized version of yourself just existing outside the relationship rather than being like, let's go ice skating again. It's like, yeah, don't be too much.
Yeah. But you don't want to be not nothing at all either.
Right.
You want to just sort of show yourself.
You just have to be a source of yes.
Didn't you?
Positivity and delight.
Didn't you have like some phrase for this like back in the day?
Passive persistence.
Yeah, you have to be passively there, persistent, but not like blatant about it.
Yeah, just kind of like consistently around, available. You basically, you can't force anything, but you can just wait in the wings, eager.
Yeah. Sort of.
Touching but be
your
cool
fingertips.
About it.
Yeah. Any updates about the boys? Oh, I'm not.
I haven't
even
taken
off
my ice skates yet.
I would never be on a dating app. That would take me off the market just in case you become suddenly available.
Ooh, but that is interesting. That's playing a very dangerous game, though.
When you start talking about, oh, I'm dating this other
right,
girl.
I'm going on a date tonight. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Okay, let's take a break. Thank some sponsors. Come back and answer more questions.
38 likes.
We done did it. A sample of ample eggs is an example. Crazy. I never thought.
Imagine
this
if we had done it Casey's way.
We'll never know what that's like unless I wait 10 years and tweet it to a completely new set of strangers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wait for everyone who's liked this tweet to die off.
By then, that will like be the fucking new Pledge of Allegiance, though. Right. It won't be a true sample.
In our dystopian society.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law.
Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's auraframes.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think that we started this episode without this tweet, and I'm going to leave this studio and everything changed will be different.
Man.
Yeah. I can never go out to get eggs anymore.
Right, exactly. I hope last time you were in a supermarket, you took a mental picture and you locked in that feeling of what it felt like to be able to wander through the aisles anonymous and to not have people turning their heads and saying, that's the guy with the tweet. Because you can't leave. Do you hear that outside?
No.
They're throwing a fucking parade for you.
They're throwing eggs.
They're throwing eggs in the studio for you. Okay? They love you. You're America's sweet tart. Yeah.
Meaning?
like kind of like a breakfast-based thing. A tart. Yeah, a tart. Yeah.
America's. I'm going to tweet I'm America's sweet tart. Ruin all the goodwill. The likes on this one goes all the way down to 28. No! God damn it, I lost him.
I was a star.
Now I'm a tar. all right, somebody asks us about Bible study at the office.
Nice.
Interesting.
Let's do it.
A 26-year-old civil engineer in Chicago, who we'll call Alex Caruso, writes, I've got a little bit of a conundrum. I recently started coming back into work, and I'm sitting now next to a new hire. Let's call him Zachariah. Zachariah is fresh out of college and very eager to excel, as the gears of capitalism hasn't ground his spirit down yet.
Nice.
He comes in early. He stays late. He works through lunch when he's busy. The only issue comes from the latter working through lunch. One of our project managers hosts a Bible study in his free time during his lunch. Weird, but he grabs his own conference room and when he's in the office and doesn't bother anyone with it, okay? Recently, he must have invited Zachariah to attend these Bible studies. The problem is we have an open office plan and Zachariah has decided to attend these Bible studies at his desk so he can continue to work. Zachariah isn't just listening, but he's also contributing to the conversation about, quote, the Lord and, quote, what Christ intended. I'll be honest, I'm not into the church making. It's way, I'll be honest, I'm not into the church making its way into my place of work. It's just really unprofessional, in my opinion. My question is basically, how do I tell him he shouldn't be doing his book club at the desk and should find a room elsewhere? Or should I just not say anything since religion is a touchy subject? You guys are both bosses working with young people fresh out of college. Have you ever had to let anyone know they were being unprofessional? Thanks in advance. P.S. Go Bills.
No, we love Casey's Bible study.
Casey has a Bible study. Yeah, and he's at his desk leading a Zoom for two other people who work in New York.
Yeah.
And the Lord's just with one earpiece in, yelling into an empty office.
Yeah, and Angie worships the devil.
And she's a Satanist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that an issue?
And no. Shackles a Seventh-day Adventist. An Adventist. Yeah. I never even considered talking about Bible study as being unprofessional. I don't know if you could talk to someone about that.
It'd be so, yeah, if somebody came to us and they were like, oh, we want to use the conference room for like a Bible study. Like there's three other employees that want to do this during our lunch break.
Yeah.
It'd be weird to say no.
You couldn't say no, I don't think.
Can't you?
I don't think you could say no.
They can't use your office for their religious gathering?
Well, it's a conference room. It's an empty room.
Yeah, but I it's
you want to say no.
I think I would say no. I think I would say no. I don't like religion at all.
Yeah, but if they were like, we want to meet every day and talk about surfing for an hour over lunch, you would be like, that's okay.
Yeah. Because no one's ever gone on a crusade and murdered people who didn't surf.
But if they wanted to then talk about Jesus, you would say no bueno.
Yeah, because I think that makes people uncomfortable, namely me. But I would not. I would be like, yeah, you guys should do your Bible study. Like, go out to lunch and do it somewhere. That doesn't have a place in the office. Shoo. But also, I wouldn't say any of this because I'd be too afraid. And I would be like, why don't you ask Cohen? And then I would tell Cohen this shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
If this were happening for me and I was not a boss, I think I would go to the I would go to the host of the study and be like, this is happening with the new hire. It's disruptive. And you don't have to say anything about it's. I don't like God. It's like if this dude were doing anything that loud in the middle of the office.
They should do it in private, like how Jews used to play dreidels. Someone's coming. Quick, pretend like we're just reading a book instead of playing a dreidel.
I think it was the other way. Yeah. Right. They invented the dreidel.
They used to read and then say, we're playing a game. Right. Now it's the opposite. Play a game and then when the teacher comes, we'll read it.
I bet there was a bunch of Jews who were just playing dreidel and weren't reading.
They weren't actually reading.
The dreidel wasn't just a disguise from the book. It was also good to gamble.
It's a gambling game. For sure. It's a roulette spinning wheel of sorts.
Yeah, I think I would go to, not to Zachariah and be like, you have to go to the conference room, but go to the leader of the study and be like, can you tell the people who are taking your study from the open office and contributing that they should come to the study?
Conversations about, quote, the Lord.
And what Christ intended.
Does that mean he's on a Zoom at his desk and so the rest guy, of the Zoom is in the room?
This dude is hosting a Bible study in the conference room and is also Zooming for people who are working from home who want to go to it. And Zachariah is like, I don't want to be up from my desk because I want to work really hard, but I do want to go to the Bible study, so I'll do it from out here.
Such a specific problem.
That only exists in Rice, Texas. Is this one in Rice?
No, this one's in Chicago, actually.
Interesting.
Pretty liberal city. It can happen anywhere.
I would...
What if somebody wanted to say grace before lunch?
I think I would allow a grace before lunch.
A grace period.
Yeah, grace. I like saying grace.
Because you're just thanking.
Yeah. It's about being present in the moment and being grateful. I think if, you know, maybe if they every single time were like, and bless Jesus for what
I think that's what grace is. It's thanking God.
Yeah, but then, you know, you could go around like, oh, maybe I'll say grace today. And I'll just be like, thank you for this bounty and these relationships that I have.
And this is to God.
God isn't real.
Oh, I see.
Amen.
So when you say thank you for this bounty, who are you talking to?
Me, because I bought it.
Thank you to me for this bounty that we have.
It's a touchy subject, but that's why it shouldn't be brought up.
In work, yeah. I don't know what the legality of it is. It seems probably legal.
Right. I think they're dealing with this.
And telling them not to.
They're dealing with this like in the Supreme Court now.
What, separation of?
Yeah, there's that thing where like the football coach wanted to, after all of the games for the players to like take a knee and lead them in Jesus' prayer.
Yeah.
It's like, well.
The Lord's
prayer. And the school said no, but then the Supreme Court was like, well, actually you can do that because you can't like suppress his right to religion.
Right, but then you can't force everybody to participate.
Right, exactly.
Everybody should just do what they want.
Yeah, do what you want. But we are a privately owned company, so we do get to decide what the conference rooms are used for.
Right.
So they can be used for a surfing discussion, but not a Bible one.
I'm going to write an email to the company now, sort of try to nip it in the bud, just in case it comes up.
Well, this is why I'm the chief creative officer and not the COO.
I see.
This isn't my issue.
You have to deal with situations like this.
Exactly.
That's really cool. I might do the hamotzi, though, before lunch today.
Yeah, you can do that, but I'm going to tattle on you. I'm going to
tell Cohen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like you just want to tattle on people. You want to be a whistleblower.
Ideally.
Yeah. You get off to the idea that you're blowing whistles or some shit like that.
Tweet that.
All right. Thanks for that really unique curveball. We never answered a question like that.
That's right.
About whether this guy can sit next to you discussing the Bible. How much is there to read into the Bible, by the way? It's like, I think at a certain point you're doing a book club about the same thing over and over. Right.
That's what the Torah is too.
Yeah. And you get it. You get those, it. These all right.
Scholars
you figured
who just,
it out. Yeah, they wanna... read this book. What right. else you got?
Yeah, well, they discuss it. They yeah. debate it, you know.
Yeah, but that's like enough. This is what... Okay, that was for a year. Which right. That already feels like overkill.
It feels like it's definitely been done.
It's but... like a book club, but you're reading the same book over and over.
Yeah. It's nonsensical, which is why I won't allow it in my conference room.
all right, sweet. We're done, and we're at 44 fucking likes. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Damn. That... feels like I spoke truth to power.
Damn,
that's cool. I'm trying not to fucking cry.
You are crying a lot.
I'm really trying not to cry right now.
Yeah, you're failing at that.
I'm weeping. which is another thing you can't do in the office.
Yeah.
Don't fucking cry a lot at the office. Can we say that?
You can
we
do
say
that.
You can't cry?
Oh, God.
At your desk, go to the conference room to cry.
Go to the Bible study if you want to cry.
All right, cool. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. You can, of course, still watch us on the YouTube channel. We're mm-hmm. in the same studio, so
right.
it's going to be a nice episode for you guys to check out. We're also still making videos for our Patreon,
oh, yeah.
patreon.com/JA.
Ja.
The opening theme song, the closing theme song is that Ever Wrong parody, Ever Long parody
yeah.
called Ever Wrong.
Yeah, of course.
By Lorne Mintz.
Lorne Mintz.
Let's hear. We only listened to the first 40 seconds, so right. this is the full version.
Let's hear it.
Hello, I've been in line so long. I'm the biggest fan of yours. Jewish host, Amir must think I'm a joke. I can't save this. Oh no, I think I'm gonna yarf. I wish that I was anywhere but here now. I just vomited onto Jewish podcasters. I feel like I'll be put on blast for this. Somehow Amir will win attorney for this diss.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.